I said to Matt, this is football. I'm not used to it. It's a fight. It's a ball in the air. It's off Akinfenwa. They play there the way they play, and it's very difficult to get the ball down and play against Wickham. And I just thought, you know, we had a plan with Connor screening Akinfenwa coming in late, as we did in the first game of the season. And I thought just the mentality of the players, we knew we had to defend this game. We couldn't play our game. I don't think they let you play your game, Wickham, like that. And we scored, I think, slightly the goal was an own goal, but a great delivery in. And then Payne is at a wonder free kick. But just to keep the winning the second ball in the battle, the mentality was what I asked for. The reaction was perfect, because, you know, we were put in a bad performance. Stevenage wasn't a bad performance. It was a poor end to the game. Morecambe was a bad one, and we needed a reaction. And it's very tough, the pressure, when you need to win, you know, not let alone come away. So we set up to get a point with a 4-5-1, but we were brilliant in effect of that we got the second goal, and then we battled to keep them out, you know. So full credit to the staff, full credit to the players, and I think the away support was absolutely fantastic.
And I thought you started the game quite well. I thought you imposed yourself early on, but you must have thought, same old story, another early goal, and you found yourself chasing the game.
Yeah, Josh Lellin had picked up an injury slightly before, and I think he was marking the guy that got the header back in, and then Akinfenwa does what he does, and then Josh, he couldn't move, so he was genuinely injured. And I think that, you know, that was not a mistake. It was more he couldn't jump, but, you know, if he'd have told us, maybe we'd have got him off earlier. And you do, yeah, but the fans, I liked it. The fans started getting behind us when James Collins nearly scored. And I think that's when the fans do that, that it does definitely lift the players, you know. And they were behind us all the time. And like I said before, you know, we'll stick together in the good times, stick together in the bad times, because it is a building job here. But I don't think anyone can say we were tippy-tappy today.
And of course, strange form at the moment, two successive home defeats, but 7 points out of four on the road, which is a really good return.
So now we're good away and poor at home. So, yeah, that's about right. If we can get the consistency of playing well at home and eradicate, the defending was better today. It was more solid. We could see that. There were no real errors. And I thought that's what we need to do, because we'll always create chances. But we have said before, eradicating errors is our main concern, and we've done that today. And I think it's a day. Let's just worry about today. 3 points, have a nice weekend, and let's go again against a tough one on Exeter on Tuesday.
And you sort of said previously about, you know, getting 50 points target for the season. You're 42, or you're over the 40 now, so you're getting that way. But, you know, you can definitely look up the table again.
I got accused of moving the goalpost, and I'm just trying to be a realist, that we need stability. Let the players build on that stability. Let's not get into a dogfight, but let's get into a situation where it's not a nothing game of dead rubber. You know, towards the end of the season, we want to be fighting. And, you know, I think the league's so strange that Wickham were flying at Tottenham in the FA Cup, and now they're having a bad run. You know, and we know that it's the playoff places. But at the end of the day, I'm happy with 3 points. Sometimes the less I say, the better. Let's just enjoy it.